Hey, this is the Fonza Mondo, Stephen Anthony, and I've just listened to Scrim 11 talking about the retirement of Karl Froch. Karl Froch, great boxer, retiring whilst he's at the top, the same as Lennox Lewis did. And it means that they have a life afterwards. And boxing these days, they are looked after better now than they ever was. Back in the 90s, I saw a boxer that I thought was going to be a huge household name. And this guy was known as the G-Man. And he was an American boxer, very, very talented, completely forgotten about now. And I'm going to explain what happened when they're mismanaged. The guy was Gerald McClellan. And he was known as the G-Man because he would see the moment when a boxer was vulnerable, not concentrating, slightly off focus, whatever it was, and he was in there with the killer punch at that moment, straight in there, knockout. And so he would, you know, if a boxer lasted two rounds with this guy, they were doing well. Now, he had the best coach in the world, the coach that coached Lennox Lewis to championships, and that's a guy called Emmanuel Stewart. I nearly turned his name around then, Stuart Emmanuel, which it works, you see, both of them work. Emmanuel Stewart. Now, Emmanuel Stewart is very strict, and you go by his rules. You do not decide that you know best. But Gerald thought he did know best, so he wouldn't do the kind of training that Emmanuel was saying. He would eat the food he wanted to eat, and eventually they parted ways. Now, in the 90s, he was getting quite a name for himself when the promoters he was working for decided that he was ready to take on Nigel Benn. Well, he wasn't, because Nigel Benn is tough. He's not a great boxer, but he is tough. And he is extremely fit. To give you an idea of how fit Nigel Benn is, when he does sit-ups with his hands behind his head, so he's lying on the floor, he puts his heels of his, so the heels of his feet are touching his bum cheek, so his knees are right up in the air. He then sits up with such force and such power through the stomach muscles that the G-force carries him forward enough for him then to push through his legs and stand up. So he can stand up from a lying down position without touching the floor, his hands behind his head. He literally does it with the speed, the power of his stomach muscles, and he does these in repetitions. I used to try and do it. That was my nemesis, to be able to do one. I used to say if I could only do one, I almost got there. I could get enough where I was coming forward, but I could never get the pressure through my legs to sort of take me the rest of the way. But that was me as a younger guy trying to do that. So, incredibly strong, Nigel Benn. So this guy's going to go in the ring with Nigel Benn. And he goes in the ring with Nigel Benn. And sure enough, he sees the moment for the killer punch. And he hits Nigel Benn so hard, Nigel Benn didn't just go and fall out of the ring. Nigel Benn had to queue up and get another ticket to get into the venue. It was one of them kind of punches. Now, when he got back into the ring, because they give you a bit longer count, he still wasn't over this punch, Nigel Benn. The fight should have been stopped there and then. Only the promoters knew that to see Nigel Benn out of it that quickly, that wouldn't have been good. So they allowed a few more seconds more. They broke the rules slightly. Nigel Benn still hadn't got himself composed, though. He's back in that ring, and he's basically been boxed around that ring like he's a rubber man. And his head keeps going back and forth, and his legs are like jelly. And no one thought he would manage to do three rounds. When we got to about round four, somehow Nigel Benn, because he is so tough, so fit, managed to get some of his technique back, or his fight. I'm not going to say technique because there wasn't a lot of it, but his survival, that's the best way to put it, that started to come back. Now, the thing about the G-Man, he'd never been with anyone possibly past round five or round six. That's what Emmanuel Stewart had a problem with. He wasn't fit enough to do that many rounds. So as the round started going on, Nigel Benn took over and started showing that he was the tougher guy. Now, the commentators noticed that the G-man kept squinting. And they said, we've never noticed that before. Look, watch his eyes. His eyes don't look right. It should have been stopped there and then, but it didn't. It went on until eventually he collapsed in the middle of the ring. And it was the day I thought I'd never watch boxing again, because I knew when he collapsed that this was more than just someone that had been knocked out. And sadly, he's now got severe brain damage. Now, Nigel Benn isn't, although he's known as the Dark Destroyer, he wasn't in there to do that. And Nigel Benn, even now, does charities every other year or every year to raise money to make sure that Gerald gets all of the medical fees sorted for all what he needs to keep him comfortable in life. That's the sad part, because back in the day, they wasn't looking after the boxers, not the way they do now. The money, people can say, you know, it's obscene how much money they make. But I love the sport, but there is no money on this earth that would put me in that ring. And the idea that someone else is there and their whole purpose of being in front of me is to see if they can knock me out. And I consider myself relatively tough, but I would never, never get in a boxing ring. I used to do martial arts, but martial arts, there is a lot more structure. Martial arts isn't about knocking each other out. But I do admire the boxers, not the fighters necessarily, the boxers, the ones like Lennox Lewis that know exactly when to go in, know exactly how to protect themselves. And there was a lady years ago, and she was a journalist. She didn't want to do this one job, which was basically she had to go and interview Evander Holyfield. And she couldn't understand why everybody was so, you know, all these guys were so charged up because they were going to be interviewing him, and all these different journalists were there. And then when she met him and she saw how perfect his body was and how perfect a human specimen he was, she thought he was going to pass out. She thought she was going to pass out. And she actually said to him, you're so, so beautiful. Your body is so perfect. Why would you go in a ring to get hurt? And he says, I work every day in the gym to make sure that I don't get hurt. He said, I'm not in that ring to get hurt. I'm in that ring to win. And that is the art of boxing.